Okay. A receive. B off.
Neil, this is Houston. We seem to be reading you now. How do you read us? Over.
ICS, push to talk.
Relay.
Houston, it's Tranquility. How do you read?
Tranquility Base, this is Houston. Loud and clear. How us?
Loud and clear. We're in the process of switching over to LEMCOM here.
Roger. Tranquility Base, this is Houston. We'd like to verify your steerable antenna in track mode SLU. We're going to do a communications handover here on Earth. Over.
Roger, that's affirmative. We're in track mode SLU.
Roger out. Columbia, Columbia. This is Houston, over.
Roger, Columbia on C Charlie, how do you read?
Roger, Columbia, this is Houston, reading you loud and clear on Omni Charlie. The crew of Tranquility Base is back inside their base, repressurized, and they're in the process of doffing the plisses. Everything went beautifully. Over.
Hallelujah.
And we'd like to get poo and accept from you. We have a state vector uplink, and after that, we'd like you to realign your platform to the new refs mat that we sent up a rev or two ago. Over.
All right, I understand. You want a option one, these two option one.
This is Apollo Control. Dr. Charles Berry reports the heart rates during this EVA period ranged from a low of 90 for both crewmen to a high of about 125 for Buzz Aldrin at peak periods and a high of 160 for Neil Armstrong at peak periods. That top reading coming during the time he was transferring the rock boxes into the limb. Dr. Berry says the data they got indicates Neil was working very hard at that time.
Sending the state vector up will wipe out the one that you have on board, and then you can do a P-52 option one, over. This is Houston. Do you read? Over. Okay, Columbia, we've completed the uplink. The computer is yours. You can go to block. However, we'd like you to hold off on the P-52 option one line until after you pass landing site two. And we're requesting that you perform another P-22 and attempt to find the LEM this pass. I've got some numbers for you when you're ready to copy. Over. Roger, Columbia, P-22. Landmark ID is Lunar Module. Make that Tranquility Base. T-1, 112-2508. T-2, 112-3017. 4 nautical miles south. Time of closest approach, 112-3152. Shaft 357.051. Trunnion 047.432. Roll 0. Pitch 250. Yaw 0. Read back over. Columbia, this is Houston. Did you copy my P-22 update? Over. Columbia, this is Houston. Did you copy my P-22 pad? Columbia, this is Houston. Do you copy my pad? Over. Stand by.
Well, that is if you have new information, otherwise I'll just use the old numbers.
No, wait a minute, we've got new information.
This is Apollo Control at 112 hours, 19 minutes. The inhabitants of Tranquility Base are still in the post-EVA cleanup period. Still have not fully configured the voice communications. However, we are getting telemetry, good telemetry from Tranquility Base, showing a cabin pressure of 5 pounds per square inch, temperature of 60 degrees. We expect to establish communications before too long. During this period, the crew is removing the portable life support systems, checking over their spacecraft systems, getting ready for jettisoning equipment from Tranquility Base. The cabin will be depressurized before too long, and equipment will be jettisoned onto the lunar surface.
Tranquility Base, this is Houston. Can you give us some idea of how you're progressing on the PLIS doffing and preparation for a depress?
Roger, Houston, Tranquility Base. We're in the process of using up what film we have, and I'm just getting ready to change the primary ECS canister. Over.
Roger, Tranquility. We'd like to hold off as long as possible on the lithium hydroxide canister. Make that one of the last things you do in getting ready for the depress if you can. Over.
Roger. We're planning on doing that. I'm just wondering how much longer we want to wait, though. We've probably got another half an hour's worth of picture taken, and I guess we could run through an heat cycle and then change the canister and then deep press. Over.
Roger, that sounds fine to us.
Well, it'll be a little crowded in here for a while.
Oh, we don't mind a bit. Columbia, this is Houston. Go ahead.
Roger, have you got the new coordinates for me?
Roger, latitude 00.691. That would be plus 00.691. And longitude over 2 is plus 11.713. The altitude is minus 1.44 nautical miles. Over. Columbia, this is Houston. On latitude, make that plus 00.692, rounding off. Over.
Okay.
Roger, stand by. Columbia, this is Houston. Grid coordinates kilo decimal minor 6.3 on LAM-2. Over.
Kilo 0.9 and 6.3, thank you. about as much as you can scan on a single pass.
Roger. For your information, Columbia, you're approaching the VHF line of sight comm limit with Tranquility Base. LOS will be at 38 minutes plus 25 seconds. Over.
Roger.
Roger, and we've had to disable the one-way misspin relay owing to a ground sight reconfiguration down here. Over. This is Houston. Go ahead, over.
Roger, I can't see him.
Oh, Roger, I guess that takes care of the news for today, Mike. You might be interested in knowing, Mike, that we have gotten reflections back from the laser reflector array they deployed, and we may be able to get some information out of that a little later.
Right. I need a very precise position because I can only do a decent job of scanning maybe one of those grid squares at a time. And the area that we've been sweeping covers 10 to 20 to 30 of them.
Roger, we understand this is intended to be your last P-22. We don't want to use up too much fuel in this effort, over.
Just the fuel coming.
Roger, there's no problem fuel-wise, it's just that there seems to be a limit to the number of P-22s and the number of grid squares you can search, over. Roger, that's fine with us, and P-52 in that attitude. Roger, P-52 and then the sleep attitude.